Listen, friend. There is an enormous difference between us. But it's not about status. It's about me having two swords on my back and you having none. So I'll call you whatever I want. And you can either deal with that or you can deal with your monster problem yourself. People say that we witches have no feelings. Well, it's a barefaced lie. Right now, I feel rage. And I can't wait to vent. So keep the gods out of it. You swear on your heads, which I will take if you break your vow. You live in the middle of nowhere. It's out of my way, but I will be back. You better believe I'll be back. Oh, this is so frustrating. You see, this is what I don't get about you bad guys. You know that the hero's gonna win, but you just don't die quickly. Example, right? This one guy in New Haven. City's burning, people are dying left and right, and yada, yada, yada. Now this jackal, he rushes at me with a spoon. A freaking spoon! And I'm dying laughing, right? So I scoop out his stupid little eyeballs with it, and his kids are all like, I can't even. You can't see where he's going, and he's bumping into stuff, and I don't know. Maybe you had to be there. But the moral is that you're a total bitch. I didn't really drink that much, did I? No. But I did travel through a shift into a parallel universe, which would explain this weird compulsion to curl up into a fetal position and go back to sleep. Sundays are made for sleeping in. Sundays are made for walking around in baggy clothes, watching movies, nursing headaches, and hanging out with your friends. Sundays are not made for going to the worst part of town to find a kid who might be able to give you the information necessary to infiltrate a powerful cult that plans to take over the known universe. That's what Mondays are for.